Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Department of Justice is now investigating the Buffalo mass shooting as a hate crime and an act of racially motivated violent extremism. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the DOJ will bring all resources to bear to ensure accountability.
Last weekend's attack was a painful reminder of the singular impact that hate crimes have not only on individuals, but on entire communities.
Investigators say the white 18-year-old man charged with the attack that killed 10 black people and wounded three other individuals is suspected of posting a lengthy white supremacist document referencing a conspiracy theory that non-white people are being brought to the United States and other Western countries to replace white individuals. Earlier this week, the White House or the House passed a bill to bolster federal resources to fight domestic terrorism. In the war in Ukraine, Russia's defense minister says nearly 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers fighting to hang on to the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol have surrendered. NPR's Veronica Kisses reports from Kyiv. There are also reports that some Ukrainian soldiers are refusing to give up, and they're still holed up under a massive steel plant.
Russia says it's imprisoned the soldiers who have already left the Azovstal plant and that no soldiers remain inside. But late Thursday, a commander from one unit posted a short, cryptic video to social media suggesting he and others were still inside. My military command and I are on Azovstal territory now, he says in the video. An operation is underway, but I won't go into details. Russian authorities say they intend to remove all soldiers from the steel plant. Russia already occupies the rest of Mariupol, which Russian troops have bombed into ruins. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
The S&P 500 appears headed toward bear market territory. The broad-based index was trading down more than 20% from its recent high set in early January. NPR's Dave Agura has details.
Wall Street's sell-off has continued to deepen, fueled by fears of high inflation and the Fed Reserve's ability to fight prices that have been increasing at their fastest pace in decades. Tech companies have been hit especially hard after years of record growth, but losses have gotten to be more widespread. Bank stocks are trading lower, and so is Deere & Company, the agricultural equipment manufacturer, after the company reported earnings for the first quarter. Deere has had difficulty navigating supply chain issues, which is another big concern for Wall Street broadly, along with uncertainty surrounding the fallout from the war in Ukraine and China's latest crackdown on COVID. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The S&P is down 65 points at last check. You're listening to NPR News.